Welcome to today's episode where I'm going to talk about how you can increase productivity. I will share with you 7 productivity improvement tips, and I will also share a template that you can print out and use to implement what I'm going to share today. I want to give a special shout out to my listeners from Uganda, US, Kenya, UK, Congo, South Africa, Canada, Norway, Mauritius, and Netherlands. You guys are still topping my charts as the top listeners. Thank you so much. And also to those listeners from other countries that haven't made it to top 10, like Fiji and Ireland, thank you so much. I appreciate having you on the show. I'm your host, Elizabeth Kasuja, and if you are new here, you are so welcome to our little corner on the internet. And if you've been here before, like I said before, you are my favorite people. Thank you so much. Welcome to today's episode. I also want to say a special thank you to loyal listeners who keep me accountable and who every Wednesday say, "Hey, is today's episode coming out?" Thank you. You guys keep me consistent. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. I'm a bit under the weather today. I apologize for my voice, but it's really great to be here, and let's get right into it. So, like I've mentioned, today I want to talk about how to increase productivity. For me, being productive basically means the ability to do more things in less time. What does productivity mean for you? If you get things done more quickly, that means you will create more free time to do the things you love, like spending time with your nephews and nieces, and playing with your dog, and talking on the phone with your loved ones, and spending time with your family, giving time to, you know, your favorite hobbies and that sort of thing. In my opinion, the best thing about being productive is that you can enjoy your free time so much more because you know that you've finished all your important tasks on time. It means you won't spend your free time worrying about what you still have left to do. And due to the fact that there are so many things that we each need to get done each day, it sometimes seems impossible to save time, eh? Like we all have the same 24 hours in a day, so we can't exactly save time, but we can decide to invest our time in different ways, in more productive ways. So giving an example of my daddy still believes in you know, the 8-8-8 daily hour distribution. Basically, get your 8 hours of sleep, get 8 hours of productivity and, you know, real work, and then get 8 hours of relaxation, including recreation, hobbies, catching up with family, fun time, that sort of thing. And it sounds really great in theory. It's not that it's something I abhor, that it's something I can't imagine myself doing, but it's just not realistic for me. I unfortunately spend more time working than I do relaxing. What does your own sleep, work, fun, daily distribution look like? Mine really sucks, and this is why this is why I go out and do this research and share this information with my audience, because it's information that I need myself and I want to share with you as I go along, especially when something works for me. So one thing I've realized as time has gone on is the more productive my day, the more free time I usually allow myself to enjoy. So let me give an example. This week I've been a good girl. I get to my desk before 8 every morning. So what that means, like, I get to my desk, I do what I need to do, I'm as focused as I can be, I've really been productive this week because I've been using the hacks that I'm sharing today. So anyways, I've been really productive, but what did that mean in as far as my free time goes? Before I discovered these tips that I'm going to share today, I'd go to work. Sometimes I'd get there at 8:30, sometimes I'd get there at 9, other times I'd get there as late as 9:30 or 10. And then, you know, I'd do what I could do, but because my day has started a bit late, I'm constantly playing catch up, and I generally have less hours that were productive in my day. So that meant when I'd get home in the evening, I feel like I still have unfinished business for the day, so I could not really relax despite being home. I'd want to be at my reading table, finishing up some work on my computer, getting ready for the next day. Basically, I wasn't being productive with the hours I've been given. And I've learned since that if you want to increase your productivity and get better use of your time, you need to practice the simple hacks that I'm going to share with you today. They are just 7, and I'm going to mention them now before I expound on them, just so your mind forms those memory hooks. So first and foremost, which is the simplest really, I'm really shocked at how this has really helped, create a schedule. Number 2, create a fast tempo. Number 3, group similar tasks together. Number 4, always review your progress and reassess yourself. Number 5, we talked about this in a previous episode, check in with yourself in as far as your health and well-being goes, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and do things that tilt your balance towards positive health and well-being in all those aspects. Number 6, declutter. And lucky number 11, use a timer. Okay, so going back to the simplest, and the reason it's my number 1 is because it's surprisingly easy. From time immemorial, even kids in kindergarten, even kids in primary school, even secondary school, the school has a timetable for you. Yeah, like basically the students or pupils or whatever are supposed to wake up at this time, then they have their baths and brush their teeth and etc. Breakfast starts at this time, it ends at this time. Morning devotion starts at this time, it ends at that time. Lessons begin at this time, they end. You get the drift. You have a break, you have a tea break, you have a lunch break, you have time for co-curricular activities, and yeah, basically having a schedule is one of the ways you can subconsciously help yourself become more productive. Feeling overwhelmed all the time is often as unproductive as doing nothing. And if you have too many things to do, you can easily end up doing nothing because you don't know where to start. And the solution for this problem is to create a schedule. Creating a schedule, I know in some countries it's pronounced schedule, so bear with me, I'm going to pronounce it schedule. But creating a schedule will make you more productive because, number 1, you'll use your time more wisely and get more things done as a result of your thinking, planning, and paying attention to the time that you have available. Number 2, you'll have a better overview of how you spend your time, and you can also easily analyze how you use your time and more easily spot the space for improvement. Also, you won't waste your energy constantly thinking about what you need to do, and you'll be more focused on things you're actually doing within each moment. And 5, when you have a schedule, you feel less stressed and you can finally free up your mind from remembering all the things that you need to do each day. So today, what I recommend that you should do is to create a schedule for yourself. And with today's episode, I'm going to share a link to a free template of a weekly schedule I created for you. It has the days of the week, it has times broken down. So my personal schedule is broken down to the hour. Initially, it was broken down to every 30 minutes, but I realized that was a bit counterproductive for me in the sense that I could have an activity that goes for 2 hours and I have written it for 10. So yeah, I'm going to share the template within the description link. I also feel that it's really important to mention that it is extremely important when you're scheduling your tasks to prioritize them. So if you can decide what the most important thing to do each day is, you can use this small trick. Yeah, it really works, trust me, just try it. So you imagine that you need to suddenly travel somewhere and you only have time to finish a few tasks that day. If that were the case, what tasks would you do? What tasks would you finish, like, when you have pending travel that very day? Usually, those tasks are the ones that are actually the most important, and you should do them first thing in the day before your brain starts getting tired. Eh? And if you finish with all your important tasks within the first part of your day, the rest of the day will be less stressful because the bulk of what's most important is already out of the way, and you'll feel much better, and it will be so much easier for you to finish other tasks. So I'm sharing my weekly schedule template in the description. You can print it out and use it for the start until you figure out what works best for you. Number 2, create a fast tempo. So what do I mean by create a fast tempo? Basically, create a speed, like, it helps. If you're going to be productive, you need to develop a quick way of doing things. And the only way to do things faster is to analyze activities that you're already doing each day and to think, how can I do this same thing faster? So let's say one of your activities is responding to emails. Ask yourself, I take a whole 90 minutes responding to my emails in the morning. How can I do it in 60 minutes? Do I need to maybe write shorter emails? Do I need to delegate? Do I need to, you know, jump onto a phone call real quick and resolve whatever it is that needs resolution, and, you know, follow up with an email after we've discussed the tough things and we've gotten them out of the way? So basically, just think, whatever tasks you have to do, how can you do them faster? Can you make quicker decisions about what to wear each day? Can you shower a few minutes less? Can you clean your personal space more quickly? Maybe you can prepare your meals in advance so that you don't have to worry about what you're going to eat that day. You know, that sort of thing. Because when you do things faster than usual, you create new energy and motivation, and you become more productive and more efficient. By constantly keeping yourself aware and thinking about how you can do things faster and better, you'll become a better time manager, and you'll definitely feel more self-confident, which will lead you to success in other aspects of your life. So create your weekly schedule and do things faster. Create a quick tempo to do your tasks. Number 3, group similar tasks. It takes a lot of energy to constantly switch between different tasks. So it's a great idea to, instead, concentrate on one thing, finish it, and then do the next thing. And You know, we've talked about this before. Usually the hardest part of doing any task, anything really in life, is usually the start. It's usually hard to start doing something. That's why it's a good idea to group similar tasks together. And usually when you do that, you've already started one task and you've beaten your mental resistance, so it will be easier to transition to the next task. Let me give you an example. Instead of managing your finances on different days, you can do everything at once. Paying your bills, your monthly subscriptions, fulfilling invoices, etc. Instead of buying food every time you need it or a couple of times a week, you can do all your shopping just once a week. Instead of constantly checking your email, your social media, your news all through the day, you can decide that, you know, I'll take a social media break of 30 minutes. And then you check all your notifications, you respond to messages that you need to respond to, and that allows you to leave the rest of the day for more important things. If you already know that you need to make certain specific phone calls during the day, do them all at once. Sit down and say, now I'm doing phone calls. Do the same with your emails. I noticed that some really successful people get more creative when it comes to grouping tasks, and they do like theme days. For example, you could have a Finance Friday, a Team Building Tuesday, Motivational and Monitoring / Self-Assessment Monday, that sort of thing. And this brings us neatly to our next point. Another important thing to increase productivity, especially in the start when you're just picking up these new habits, is to do daily reviews. Every single evening, do a quick review of the things that you've managed to get done for that day. What things did you do well? What can you improve or do better the following day? And I encourage you to please not judge yourself too harshly if you didn't manage to do everything you had planned to do. Instead of being angry and frustrated with yourself and directing all this negative energy to yourself just because you didn't do something, focus your energy on thinking what you can do differently the next day. Normalize the practice of directing as much positive energy towards yourself as you can. And by doing regular reviews and thinking about what you can do better the next day, you'll significantly increase your productivity, because it teaches your mind to better organize your tasks for you in the future. And also, it keeps you on track. It teaches you what amount of work you are able to do in a certain time frame. And ultimately, when you're being realistic, when you're setting your goals, you're bound to be successful. So, number 5, taking care of your health and well-being. Checking in with yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. It's been said that one of the most effective ways of increasing your productivity is by focusing on really taking care of your physical health and well-being. And that's through physical exercise. So I'm going to tout physical exercise as one of the ways you can improve your productivity, because with regular exercise, you will have more energy, you'll have better concentration, and if you are more focused and energetic and you have concentration, you are going to be more productive. Sure deal. And it can be very hard to force yourself to exercise, I'm fully aware. And if you find that it is too hard for you to even think about exercising, you can decide to reward yourself every time you finish exercising. I don't mean like you go and binge eat, but you allow yourself that luxury of, by the end of this exercise session, I'm allowing myself a reward. It could be extra free time. It could be watching your favorite show. It could be leisure phone calls. But basically what it does for your mind is it allows you to switch your focus from thinking about the hard thing that exercise is to thinking about a nice thing that is the reward. And another thing you can do to increase the chance that you will not miss your exercise is to join a gym or to join a working out group and pay in advance. You can also try to find a physical exercise activity you'll actually enjoy doing. I'm not really good at physical exercise, I'll admit that, but I love Zumba and it really works for me. And I found that whenever there is a new nice song, there'll always be someone on YouTube that uploads a Zumba routine for it. So what I do is I go to YouTube, put in my favorite song at the time, put the word Zumba, and they'll bring a couple of videos. I choose one, and then after that the videos autoplay, so I can move, shake my body for around 20 minutes. It's something I'm enjoying, but I'm getting my physical exercise in, so you should consider that. Or if that wouldn't work for you, you could consider working out with friends or setting a challenge with a group of friends. That would be helpful. Just get some physical exercise in. And then number six, excuse me please, declutter. If you want to be more productive, you're going to have to learn to declutter. You'll be more productive if your house is clean, if your working desk is organized and your inbox is empty. So you need to prioritize setting aside the time to declutter and organize your life. And not only your life, an even more important thing, what many people are doing is to declutter your mind, clear your mind, allow yourself some time in your schedule where it's just time to clear your mind completely. In fact, did you know that we have almost 60,000 thoughts each single day? But how many of these are productive? Research has shown that 98% of your thoughts from today are exactly the same thoughts you had yesterday. And you find that some people have up to 80% negative thoughts per day. And since our thoughts are actually a habit, it's very likely that the person who has negative thoughts today will have negative thoughts tomorrow, and will have negative thoughts the following day, and the day after that. If you have negative thoughts, or if you are thinking too much about the past, which is already gone, or the future, which is not yet here, your thoughts are not being productive. And the key to productivity is actually to be focused on the present moment. Everything else is an illusion. How can we do that? One of the most effective ways to declutter is to meditate. From my work with Clear Your Mind and raising awareness for mental health and well-being, I've learned that many people live their lives believing that they don't have power over their thoughts. Guess what? You can learn how to control your thoughts. It's going to be hard in the beginning, and you're going to need a lot of patience and practice, but it can be done. So the art of meditation will be an episode for another day, but for now, learn to meditate. There are all these guides online, written, video, audio, whatever your method is. Go out there and figure out how you can learn how to meditate. It's really helpful and I highly recommend it. I kept the best for number 7 because I'm sure most of us here have actually thought about it or used it in one way or another. 7, use a timer. This is one of the really good tricks to increase your productivity. Use a timer for your tasks. When you're doing something, time has a way of running fast, and then other times time really drags and then you get distracted. But if you have a timer, and let's say you're creating a podcast episode and you've decided that you're supposed to record and, you know, do everything that you need to do for your podcast in 1.5 hours. When you have a timer, even if you've set it to go off every 30 minutes, it helps you to check if you are actually on track with the activity you set for yourself. The point of measuring time and using a timer is to help you become more focused on the task that you're working on and to get a better overview of how much time you actually spend on each task. I don't know if you've heard of the Pomodoro technique. It's something they used to apply in schools, and I learned about it as an adult and my mind was blown. The principle is you work for 25 minutes and then you take a 5-minute break. When you do this 4 times, the 4th time you have to take at least a 15-minute break. So this is the easiest, really. You can use an app on your phone, you can use something on your watch, you can use a timer, an alarm clock, and this will instantly improve your productivity. I hope this episode has been helpful for you. I'm going to share that template of the weekly schedule and I hope you'll utilize it. Thank you so much for coming to this episode. I'm sorry about my sickness. I know my voice disappears in some areas, but I hope the episode has been really helpful for you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I've been your host, Elizabeth Kasuja. God bless you. Lizzie out.